This WBEZ podcast is supported by Ravinia, with over 100 concerts under the stars this summer, including Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Norah Jones with special guest Mavis Staples, The Beach Boys with special guest John Stamos, Shaggy and TLC, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and more. Their 30-acre park is nestled in a gently wooded area. Bring your own picnic or eat at one of the park restaurants. Tickets available now only at ravinia.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hey, this is Jesse Dukes, Curious City audio producer, and I'm here to share a classic Curious City story from 2015. It was reported by Gabrielle Collins, who back then went by Gabrielle Wright. She was our intern. Since then, she worked as a digital producer for 3 years at WBEZ, and she just left us for a new opportunity in Atlanta. We will miss her. Anyway, stay tuned for some updates about the story, but first, here's Gabby, along with a special guest.
Hey, I'm Gabrielle Wright, intern for Curious City.
Hi, I am Harold Washington.
And that's former Chicago Mayor Harold Washington.
This is the story of my time as a public servant representing the good people of Illinois.
Well, not really Harold Washington. It's the Harold Washington robot you'll find at Chicago's DuSable Museum of African American History. The real Harold Washington was a big deal. An African American state rep, congressman, and then Chicago's first black mayor. He beat the city's political machine and inspired multiracial coalitions that survived well beyond his death in 1987. The Harold Washington robot, not the man, inspired our question, which comes from John Quinn. John asked why the museum chose to use a Harold Washington robot.
We had just visited the DuSable Museum for the first time, and it was kind of amazing. It was a really great exhibit, but the robot was a little creepy at times.
Creepy. He's talking about those glassy eyes that follow you no matter where you stand, and the way it moves. It looks like it's about to stand up. Beneath the latex skin, its mechanical guts are pretty much the same as what you'd find inside robots at tourist traps like Disney World, or inside a certain giant robot rat that hawks pizza.
Calling all kids! This is Chuck E. Cheese calling all you kids out there!
Mm-hmm. We're gonna answer why the robot's there, and yeah, whether this thing's a good way to remember Harold Washington. Let's start with its creator.
This is my baby. This is one of my favorite exhibitions that I've done here at the DuSable.
Charles Bethay is chief curator at the DuSable and the idea man behind the animatronic likeness of Harold Washington. In 2002, he was in charge of updating their old Washington exhibit.
The one set of instructions that I received was to make it interesting.
Bethay and his team spent 4 years figuring out how to showcase Harold's time as mayor in a more techie way. To fit the times, you know. One option was a life-size sculpture of Harold. Bronze. No, some sort of resin finish. Then,
hey, what about an animatronic? I wish I could tell you that it was just some lightning, thunder clashed, heavens opened, and, you know, the idea just hit us and you heard the trumpets. Unfortunately, it wasn't. But when we started to think more so about an animatronic, it was like we could literally put him at his desk. We could literally bring video into the presentation. That's where the excitement came, because it was like, what? We can actually get this.
And they could. Turned out animatronic tech had gotten cheaper. Cheap enough to fit the DuSable's budget. To make the bot, Bethay commissioned Life Formations, a factory of the lifelike based in Ohio. Together, they fleshed out a just right Harold. His weight, his laugh lines, his voice, and how he'd sit. Mr. Washington now sits from his preserved desk and talks visitors through highlights of his career, namely the big one, racially charged conflicts within city council from 1983 to 86, a.k.a. the council wars.
Some members of the 29 openly admitted that they blocked my proposals even when they agreed with them. Because they claim any good idea of mine would be bad for the city.
That rumble is the air compressor. The animatronic Harold needs a tune-up, but Bethay says it still gets a reaction.
And it's all quiet, and then the next thing you know, you hear the compressor fired up, and hi, I'm Harold Washington. Everybody freaks out, and you can hear everybody, all the children, you know, guffaw or scream or react to this thing coming to life.
That laughter emanates from Travis Gillum with the Life Formations Company. He designed and managed the Harold Bot project. I asked him about the creep factor.
That's a tough line to walk, especially with the humans. Obviously, if you're not very realistic with the human, it can be somewhat disappointing and sometimes creepy. But at the same token, if it's ultra realistic, sometimes that can be very creepy to people.
Especially when Harold narrates a video of Harold's funeral procession.
Some of the museums feel that animation actually is going too far when you're talking about a serious subject. Why would you want to bring, you know, Disney-esque, you know, entertainment, if you will, to a subject like this?
So, what does Bethay say to those Disney-sayers?
Right after they're, you know, scared out of their wits when they see it move for the first time, they do find themselves engaged with the figure itself.
Okay, maybe creepy is also entertaining, but does the robot distract people from learning who Harold Washington was?
I mean, it's entertaining, but for me, it doesn't get really at who Harold Washington was.
That's the voice of one of Washington's former advisors, Jackie Grimshaw.
I think you start with Harold's charisma. He could walk into a room with 100 people, and he was such a magnetic person that you would know he was there.
Then at lunchtime, a walking tour of the Loop, a tour that was almost as crowded as the mayor's earlier appearance at the Mercantile Exchange.
You guys are blocking out all the voters. Hi, how are you?
I am going to vote for you. Don't worry.
When you get home, tell Mama to vote for the mayor.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
And that exhibit doesn't begin to relay, you know, that kind of personality, that kind of magnetism, that interaction with people, which I think was nourishing to him, was part of who he was.
The museum's curator still stands by the impact the animatronic has on its core audience, kids.
You gravitate towards and it pulls you in. Then you really start to think about that person's life legacy and where they fit in history and hopefully how you relate.
All right. How do kids relate?
What did you guys think about that?
It's realistic. And the guy seemed interesting, and they wish I could, like, meet him someday, but he's dead.
The guy is dead. Not sure they're taking away more than that. But what about our questioner, John Quinn?
As weird as it was also kind of, you know, it inspired me to spend 2 months reading up about Harold Washington, so it did something.
John says for him, interacting with the Harold bot actually led to a better understanding of the late mayor's legacy.
That was Gabrielle Collins. As of 2019, Charles Bethay has left the DuSable Museum for a job as the chief curator of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum in Baltimore. Robot Harold is still there at the DuSable, telling museum guests about the real Harold's time as mayor. And, you know, they've actually spruced up his exhibit a little bit. You should check it out. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation. I'm Jesse Dukes. And while I have you, we are answering a question about rats in Chicago. We want your rat stories. Have you encountered a rat somewhere unexpected? Have you seen more rats in a particular place than you were comfortable with? Have you tried to rat-proof your home with mixed results? If so, let us know. You can call our rat line at 888-789-7752 or drop us a line at curiouscity@wbez.org. That's 888-789-7752 or curiouscity@wbez.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
WBEZ is launching a new weekly arts newsletter. It's called The Green Room. And each Thursday, you get our picks for what's happening in Chicago, on stage, in galleries, and behind the scenes. Subscribe at WBEZ.org/greenroom.